Hello, and welcome to the West Texas A&M University Trumpet All-State Etude Podcast for the academic year of 2013-2014. I'm Bill Takis, Trumpet Professor at WT, and this podcast is going to cover the Texas Trumpet Etudes for 4A-5A schools and ATSSB schools as well. You may want to use a set of headphones while listening in order to hear everything accurately. This podcast is organized so that you can hear each section of each etude with a metronome at various tempos for practice purposes. I record them in this fashion to encourage you to practice in the same way. You may want to play along or just listen and get the melody ingrained in your ear. You will want to begin slowly and not jump in too fast so that you can play everything accurately and catch all of the details. After each section is played, you will get to hear the entire etude at performance tempo without the metronome. I will also give you some general advice as to some particular trouble spots or to clarify a possible question. All right, let's get started. This year's 4A-5A etudes are from the Selected Studies book by Voxman. They are the etudes found on page 2, 19, and 29. I'm happy to report that there are no mistakes listed on the TMEA website, and after playing through these etudes, I have not found any errors either. I'll begin with page 2. The tempo range for this etude is quarter note equals 66 to 84, and you are to take the second endings when playing. I recorded this etude with the metronome at quarter note equals 66, and without the metronome at quarter note equals 84. 84 seems a bit frantic to me, so I would probably choose a slower tempo, perhaps quarter note equals 76. This etude has a couple of areas that may pose problems, the first of which is the inclusion of turns. To play a turn correctly, you need to have execution of the right notes at the right time. If you aren't familiar with what a turn is, you'll find the symbol for a turn in measure 3. A turn consists of four notes. You begin on the last note notated before the turn, and in that case, it is a B. From there, you go to the upper neighbor, C, back down to the original note, B, then to the lower neighbor, A, and then back again to the starting note of B. All of the notes you play should adhere to the key signature unless you see an accidental notated close to the turn symbol. In this case, there is a sharp printed below the turn sign, so that means you alter the lower note of the turn, in this case A, to an A sharp. Those are the right notes, so what about the right timing? Well, in this case, there is a footnote at the bottom of the page indicating that you should begin the turn on the upbeat of the second beat. You have just a half of a beat to get those four notes out and then jump up to the E smoothly. The next turn in measure 13 is also written out for you at the bottom of the page. This turn has a sharp above and below the turn symbol, so that means that you will sharp both the upper note and the lower note of the turn, in this case, F sharp and D sharp respectively. With this procedure, you should be able to figure out the rest of the turns on the page. They all come after half notes, so the execution of the timing will be the same for each one, just with different notes. Just because they are fast doesn't mean you have to play them fast. At first, you could try beginning the turn right on beat 2 instead of on the upbeat. This gives you an entire beat to get those four notes in. You are essentially turning them into 16th notes. Listen as I play each set of the turns slow and then fast. Thank you. The other problematic issue with this etude is the large slurring intervals found in lines 6 and 7. I think it could prove to be helpful to isolate these intervals when practicing. Take them out of context, slow them down, and alter the rhythm to make them more comfortable and so that you can really play them accurately. Make a long string of them and work on getting them very smooth. Perhaps something like this. A few last directives and then we'll listen to the sections. There are many rhythmic figures of a dotted eighth followed by a 16th note in this etude. Make sure that you are thinking of the 16th note subdivision of the beat when you play that single 16th note. You don't want it to be crunched and too short like a 32nd note, and you don't want it slow and lazy like a triplet. Follow the directions throughout the music, like the indication to gradually get faster and louder in line 5. Also, observe the rallentando at the beginning of line 8. Slow down through the turn until the melody comes to a stop on the C-dotted quarter note. And finally, don't be so strict with the metronome practice that the melody sounds robotic. Play around with phrasing and shape the lines in interesting ways. Have fun with it and make music. You will now hear the etude in sections. I'll start with the metronome at 66, and you'll hear it in 4 sections, from the beginning to measure 16, from pickup to 17 to 28, from the pickup to 29 to measure 40, and from the pickup to 41 to the end. Remember to take the second endings. Following that, you will hear the entire etude at quarter note equals 84. Thank you. Let's move to page 19 next. Here we have a 6-8 study with two flats in the key. Your tempo range is from 72 to 84 for the beat. Because it's in G minor, you will see many changes between E natural and E flat, and between F natural and F sharp. Watch for accidentals carrying through the measure. Repeats are good in this, so pacing your breathing will be a challenge. You may even need to pause for a breath at certain points, and that's okay. Being musical with phrase endings by including a retard and a pause can help with breathing, such as in measures 27 and in measure 43. Listen for that in my recording. Follow the other details, such as articulations and dynamics, and the abbreviated Italian words as well. You may not have seen those before, so it is worthwhile to discuss them. Firstly, the tempo marking says allegretto affettuoso, which means to play affectionately. At the end of line 4, you see the abbreviation for smorzando, which means to slow down and get softer. I think that is a perfect place to take a slight pause and catch a breath. In measure 33, you see the abbreviation for rinforzando, which means to play with a bit more emphasis. Just shift to a slightly more aggressive style. Notice the repeated pattern in measures 34 and 35. Also notice that the fourth repetition of this is all tongued, unlike the first three. If you decide to learn it at the maximum tempo of 84, the rapid tonguing could cause problems. You want it to be light and not dry or pecky sounding, so perhaps a slow double tongue would work for you. That is what I chose to do at that point in my recording. You'll hear this in sections again, this time at two different tempos with the metronome before the run-through without the metronome. The first tempo is at 60. I'll play from the beginning to measure 8, then the pickup to 9 to measure 20, measure 21 to 27, measure 28 to 36 with the repeat, pickup to 37 to measure 43, and from 44 to the end, again with the repeat. Then you will hear these same sections again, but at 72 for the beat. Then finally, you will hear the whole etude at 84 for the beat. Thank you. Final Etude is on page 29. This one is in A major, and your tempo range is from 110 to 130 for the beat. This one is pretty straightforward, but the key poses some finger challenges. Watch for accidentals and be sure to carry them through the measure. There's really not much to say about this one, except to take your time while learning it. Hit the Sforzando F naturals with a punch to emphasize that out-of-key note. I also recorded this one at two different tempos with the metronome in four sections. The first tempo is 80 for the beat. The sections are from the beginning to measure 8, pick up to 9 to measure 16, pick up to 17 to measure 24, and from 26 to the end. You'll hear them again at 100 for the beat, and then in its entirety at 120 for the beat. Thank you. That brings us to the end. I hope that this podcast was helpful to you in your audition preparation. Good luck and have a great year. Up now are the ATSSB etudes. This is year C on the rotation, and an adjustment has been made to the length of one of the etudes. The etude on page 8 of the Voxman book is to begin on the last measure of line 4, or measure 17, and end after the first note of line 11. The tempo range for this etude is dotted quarter note equals 44 to 50. Something to point out about this etude is that in the cadenza in line 11, all accidentals apply to one note only. They do not carry throughout the line. Take your time working on the pacing of the cadenza. You don't have to rush it. Be musical and it will sound fine. There's really not much more to say on this, so let's take a listen. First you will hear from measures 17 to 33 at eighth note equals 100, and then that same passage at eighth note equals 120. After that, I recorded the cadenza alone, and following that you will hear the entire etude at dotted quarter equals 46.
Thank you.
The second etude is found on page 27. There's not much to say about this one except to observe the dynamics as best you can and watch the accidentals and the key. This is a technique tester, so build it slowly and take your time increasing the tempo. I divided this one into three parts, so you'll hear measures 1 to 16 at quarter note equals 60, 76, and 96, then measures 17 to 32 at the same tempos, and then 33 to the end, also at the same tempos. Then you'll hear the entire etude at quarter note equals 108. That's a little faster than the range indicates, which is 88 to 96, but you'll get the idea. Have fun practicing, and good luck with your year. Thank you. Thank you.